it's great to see you this morning. I am so thankful we have the opportunity to be together and to worship. I am reminded on days like yesterday just how blessed I really am. I really believe that I am the most blessed man on the planet. Certainly there are times in life that we probably all can relate to that. There's probably times when we may feel like we're not because things are not going very well. But yesterday was one of those really cool days. I was able to spend the afternoon with some good friends that I go to worship with, that we worship together on a regular basis yesterday afternoon. Then following that, because we are a dad or parents of seventh grader now, we then go to Justin and Ashley's and spend a few minutes there dropping him off. And then we went over to Lorraine Inkey's, and man, that's where it was like heaven, right? Man, we had such a great time. There was a lot of us, Justin and others, Rhoda and Theo brought 20 teenagers, and then there we had other people that were there. I mean, I don't know, how many was in your house, Lorraine? About 50 people or 60 maybe at the time. I don't know. It's a lot of people, but it was a great time. And I'm going to tell you, man, it's just moments like that. And then I know they went to Tim and Kristen's after I went back home, so I party pooped out. But that was like 9 o'clock. It was past my bedtime. But anyhow, the point is, man, when we're involved and we're doing great things, man, isn't it a blessing to be around Christians? I mean, it's just, how great's heaven going to be? And you know, I appreciate y'all. I appreciate everybody that's a part of this forever family. Listen, we got some empty spots. We got some people out of town. Got some people sick. We got some pews that'll never be the same. And, you know, again, it's life, unfortunately. George mentioned it earlier. Hey, through the blood of Jesus, we have hope, right, that we'll always be united again. But we're going to very soon give you a theme for next year. And I'm excited about that theme. And I think it's something that will help us as a congregation. I hope all our themes help us. But I want us to know that maybe there's something we can do better this year. You know, I appreciate Mark's prayer, you know, saying, hey, you know, let's those that aren't here, check on them, encourage them, those kinds of things. Maybe we haven't done that. You know, maybe I and just you, maybe me, you know, we can look at ourselves and say, hey, I need to do a better job of being a better family member. I need to do a better job of encouraging people. I need to do a better job of giving a hug or joining the group of heart to heart, you know, to be able to write a card and send out encouragement, to send a text, to check on, whatever it may be. Maybe that's something we can decide right now. Not wait to a new theme, a new year. Again, I think this has been a great theme. We need to renew ourselves. We need to be better than we were in January. We need to be better than we were in February. We need to be better than we were last week. Because the bottom line is, we as Christians need to keep growing. And that's what we're talking about as the finale of all of this. Renew throughout the year. We've talked about it and tried to talk about it every week in some form or fashion. But this last month, we're talking about Jesus Christ. Jesus is the greatest gift, as Justin read to us, that God could ever give. Jesus is the reason, you know, you hear people say the reason for the season. He's the reason for everything we do. I mean, remember, He had a part in creation. He had a part in speaking everything into existence. Jesus Christ is the reason for everything. And so today, I want to take our minds back to God's plan, even in the beginning. Because I want us to keep focusing on unwrapping the gift of Jesus Christ. And this week, we're talking about that wrapped up gift. We've talked about it somewhat already, what was inside. But I want to dig deeper that what was really wrapped up. And so here we are in the giving season, right? Today, as we unwrap this gift that's been given to us by God, I want us to unwrap renewal. I want us to wrap up better, living better. I want us to wrap up the second chance that we've been given. But here we are in this giving season, and that's what people are doing, wrapping gifts. My kids will tell you there are no gifts under our tree. You know, you can feel sorry for them or not. I don't know. But the point is that we're getting closer. I guess that we probably need to start doing some of that. But the point is, it's going to come a time you're going to purchase a gift, whether at a store or like most people through Amazon, and you're going to get that and you're going to wrap it up and you're going to put it under the tree. Now, some people may be great wrappers. I'm not talking about R-A-P, W-R-A-P, okay? Okay, some people may be great rappers. I don't know. I don't know that I am. I do like to use a lot of tape because I want it to be a challenge when people open a gift that I'm going to take time and wrap. But the bags have become the new thing, right? Bags are a new big deal. Everybody can wrap that bag. Some people, you know, back in the day, you'd go and get it all fancy, like we talked about, wrapped at the department store or whatever it may be. I don't know how you wrap. I don't know if you're a good rapper. I don't know if you're a bagger. I don't know what you are, but here's what I know. It really doesn't matter at the grand scheme of things because it's on the inside is what really counts, right? That's what really counts to the people that's going to receive that gift. And so I want you to think about what we've talked about all month long, what Paul said when he said, "Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift." You see, that gift was wrapped up, and we're going to keep talking about that today. Because in Romans 3, we learn, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." We also learn in the book, the Gospel, "She brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn." Okay, so here's the gift. The wages of sin is death. The free gift of God is salvation through Jesus Christ. Mary, though, as she has that child, wraps him up. He's laid in a manger. We've talked about this already, but we're going to look at it in a different light today. And so I want you to be thinking about, again, it didn't matter what he was really wrapped in. It was on the inside is what really counted. And so today I want you to think about God. I want you to think about John 3:16. I want you to think about what God has done, because at the end of the day, we know God gives, right? And this started way back in the very beginning. God gave Adam and Eve a beautiful garden of paradise that man was supposed to live and dwell in forever. God gave Noah a plan for the ark that would provide for the saving of his household when judgment came. God gave Abraham a promise concerning his seed, that it would be as the sands of the sea, the dust of the ground, and the stars of the sky. God gave Sarah a precious child in her old age, and she named that child Isaac. God gave Isaac the promised ram to take his place on the sacrifice altar on Mount Moriah as Abraham raised that dagger up. God gave Jacob 12 sons who were destined to become the heads of the 12 tribes of Israel, God's chosen people. God gave Joseph a position as second in command of all of Egypt that he might rescue his own from famine in the days ahead. God gave Moses the power to work miracles before Pharaoh. God gave the Israelites possession of the land flowing with milk and honey. God gave kings to preside over his chosen people. God gave prophets to plead with his people and tell them of the amazing things to come. God gave the scriptures to prophesy of a Messiah who would come to deliver and save. God gave the shepherds a pronouncement by the angels that Jesus, the Messiah, was born. God gave the wise men a star to lead them to the young child, and they brought their gifts. God gave Joseph the patience to understand the strange circumstances of a virgin who was pregnant with child. God gave the world the Prince of Peace. God gave Jesus the place of sinners on the cross to bear sorrow and their shame. God gave others and you and me the offer that all men can be pardoned for their sins if they will obey Jesus Christ. So see, God has wrapped His hands all over everything we've ever known. Starting way back in the Garden of Eden, when Adam sinned, when Eve sinned, and that sin entered the world through the first Adam, God's plan and scheme of redemption and gift of salvation came into motion. And through it all, through every page of the Old Testament, and through the New Testament, we got the greatest gift of all, and that's Jesus Christ. He was wrapped in swaddling cloths. He's been wrapped in poverty. He's been wrapped in servanthood. He's been wrapped in blood. He's been wrapped in humiliation. He's been wrapped in a tomb. He's been wrapped in death. But He arose and became the greatest gift ever given, because it matters not what's on the outside, but what's on the in. So today, I want you to think about what really, as we continue thinking about and unwrapping this gift, what exactly was in that swaddling cloth wrap job? Number one, today we're reminded again that God wrapped up His gift in His Word. You see, Jesus can be found throughout the Old Testament. You know, when I was younger, I'd never wanted to read the Old Testament because I didn't understand it. When I was a young Christian, I didn't read the Old Testament. And then I went to college. I mean, it was really college when I got there as a Bible major. You think that's crazy? I had not read a whole lot of the Bible, and I go to be a Bible major. Yeah, it's crazy, right? But when I got there, I had a professor, and it was through Conquest of the Divided Kingdom. So I jumped right into the heart of Jewish history, right? Jewish Old Testament history. And once I was... Did y'all hear her? Anybody having trouble besides Siri hearing me? Hush your mouth. That is weird, guys. Sorry. Maybe she thought I said her name. That kind of scared me. Anyhow, I lost my train of thought. Conquest through the Divided Kingdom, right? And I fell in love with the Old Testament. And then you see all the puzzle pieces starting to fit together and come together. And you know what it all points back to? The best gift of all time, Jesus Christ. Literally, on every page is Jesus. In fact, He is the seed that is spoken of in Genesis 3, verse 15, that told us His heel shall crush the head of the serpent. When God was handing out punishments to Adam, to Eve, to Satan, part of the deal was, yes, you will bruise his head. You will bruise his heel, I should say, but he will crush your head. He is that seed that's referred to there. And so that's a messianic prophecy way back in the beginning. So here's a picture of Jesus Christ starting in the beginning. Jesus is also the Shiloh mentioned in Genesis 49 verse 10 who would come and gather the people to Him. Jesus is the scepter spoken of in Numbers 24:17 that would rise out of Jacob and batter the brow of Moab. He is the prophet of Deuteronomy 18:15 to be raised up out of the midst of the brethren to be the one listened to. He is the one conceived by a virgin according to Isaiah 7:14. He is the one in Isaiah 9:6 that shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. He is the Messiah that shall come forth only to be cut off, according to Daniel 9:26. He is the ruler in Israel to be born in Bethlehem, according to Micah the prophet in chapter 5, verse 2. Why is He throughout the Old Testament? Because this is the greatest gift of all. You see, folks, if you want to connect, you know, I'll tell teenagers this, okay? We got some teenagers. Some maybe have significant others in their lives, a boyfriend or a girlfriend. But eventually all of them will, right? And so I'm going to give you some advice, okay? Take it from me, okay? The king of, you know, all of this, right? I'm going to give you some advice, especially guys. Let me talk to the guys for a minute. When you are involved with a young lady in a relationship, okay? Maybe she's your girlfriend. You know what she really wants? She doesn't, I mean, again, I know everybody says, hey, you know, you're going to get presents and give, that's not it. They really want you to be interested in them, okay? They want you to be, take interest in them, to listen to them, okay? Husbands, okay, give you some advice because, you know, I've got it all figured out, right? When your wife tells you about her day, she wants you to listen to her. She wants you to communicate with her. She wants you to talk with her about things that are going on. That's called intimacy. That's how we get to know one another. We talk to each other. We don't just text each other. We don't just FaceTime each other. We don't just whatever else, Snapchat, Instagram, message, all these kinds of things, each other. We need to talk, and guess what? It makes sense, right? Communication is critical. So how do I get to know God better? I get into the forms of communication He's given me. Okay? One of those is His book. Today, if you want to know God better, you need to get in His book. If you want to know Jesus better, you need to be in the book. And the book starts in Genesis and it ends in Revelation. Now, I understand we're bound Matthew through Revelation, okay? I get it. Really, Acts 2 on, right? We get it. But here's what I'm trying to say, is that is one of the forms of communication God's given us, and we don't ever pick it up. But when Jesus was wrapped up in swaddling cloths, and He was wrapped and He was laying there in that manger, you know what He was wrapped up in? He was wrapped up in every page of the Bible. And we got to unwrap it. If you truly want to experience Jesus Christ, you will unwrap His book today. And you will get in it. The people perish without vision. Because of a lack of knowledge, His people are destroyed. Let me tell you what's hurting the church more than anything today is we don't unwrap the Word of God. We take preachers' words for it. We take elders' words for it. We take Bible class. Or we come on Sunday and we get a little bit. And we come on Wednesday, maybe, and we get a little bit. We come to Sunday school, maybe, and we get a little bit. Okay? You just put a little bit of gas in your car this week and see how far that gets you. You just eat a little bit of food this week and see how far that gets you. You get a little bit of sleep this week and see how grumpy you are. You get a little bit of Jesus Christ this week and see how your faith's going to end. See, it's not enough, folks. It's not enough. Why would God take time to paint the picture in every single book of the Bible of Jesus Christ? Because He wants you and He wants me to be in His book. So open it up. Unwrap the gift and focus on what God wants you to know, and that is Jesus Christ. Number two this morning. God wrapped up His gift in the Word. But Mary wrapped up God's gift in the stable. She wrapped him in swaddling cloths. Again, we've talked about this a few weeks ago. But I think these are precious words because you know how moms are really good at swaddling, right? I mean, they can get those babies wrapped up so tight that it looks like they can't even blink, you know? But that's what the mom, the doctors and everything, the nurses, they'll say, hey, they really like it because it simulates them being in tight quarters in the womb. Well, I think it's very neat, again, you know, to protect the baby's warmth and everything else. Here's the Son of God born to his mother on this earth, and she wraps him up, takes cloths and everything else, and wraps him up tight. Did he cry? Sure. You know, he's a baby. He's just like that. But this is a beautiful scene of a mom wrapping up her baby, just like you wrap up your baby, your grandbabies, or whatever it may be, and you can remember those times, right? And so it's just like that. But I want you to know there's a lot more wrapped up in that cloth than just a baby. First, wrapped up in this little baby, wrapped up in this swaddling cloth, is the fulfillment of all the Old Testament. All the Old Testament is fulfilled in this very moment. Think about that. Everything that's happened, from speaking to the patriarchs of the family, to speaking through the law, through Moses and the Mosaic law, from speaking to the prophets, here it all comes to conclusion after the silent years. It's all fulfilled right here in this manger. Every truth, every teaching, every type concealed in the Old Testament is being held in the arms of Mary at that very moment. Second, wrapped up in this little baby is the fullness of Almighty God. You see, the God who created the heaven and the earth, who divided the Red Sea, who appeared in the burning bush, who delivered Daniel from the lions, the three Hebrew boys from the fiery furnace, He is sleeping in the arms of His mother, Mary, wrapped in swaddling cloth. John explains that the Word has been made flesh and dwelt among us. I need you to see how amazing this is. Okay? You go back to Genesis. Okay? You see, in John 1, verse 1, okay, John said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and all things were made through Him. Now, take that back to Genesis, okay? In Genesis 1, verse 1, okay, in the beginning, there, you know what? God created the heavens and the earth, right? We know that He spoke it into existence. He took some dirt on day six and He breathed into it life. And in our minds, we picture, and I don't know how you picture it, but you picture God, however mighty He is, picking up dirt, breathing into it, and it's just God alone, but He's not alone. You see, Jesus is right there with Him. The Spirit is right there with Him. But for our lesson's sake, Jesus Christ was there. And He's always been. And He watched everything unfold. And you know, we get to, as I mentioned, the three Hebrew children, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You know, when they're in the fiery furnace and they're walking around unscathed, and they say, hey, there's a fourth in there, and He's likened to the Son of God. What if, right? That is Jesus Christ standing right there in there with them. In the book of Daniel. You see, folks, this is not some fairy tale. This is magic. It's majestic. It's awesome. It's powerful. And it's right here for you and for me. And it was wrapped up in swaddling cloth being fulfilled. Man, it's amazing to me. This Word became flesh. And He dwelt among us. Paul says it this way, Colossians 2 verse 9, "For in Him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily." Jesus said it Himself in John 10:30, "I and My Father are one." He's only a little baby in Mary's arms. But about 12 years later, He will amaze the doctors in the middle of the temple. He will soon be introduced and baptized by John the Baptist. He will work miracles and He will call disciples. He will die on a cross, be buried in a borrowed tomb, and be resurrected the third day. He will ascend back to the Father to become our intercessor, advocate, mediator, and great high priest. So as Mary held Jesus Christ, oh, she held a lot more than a baby. She held the fulfillment of the Old Testament. She held the fullness of God. She held our mediator, our intercessor, our advocate, and our great high priest. Today, what will you hold of Him? Will you hold Jesus in your heart? Will you hold Jesus in your mind? Will you hold Jesus in your soul? Will you hold Jesus in your all? But it leads us to number three, and this is the reason why the first two are so important. Because in this story, there are three that I want you to think about. God, who wrapped up Jesus in every page of the Bible. Mary, wrapped up all those things in that manger. But then there's Satan. You see, Satan wraps up God's gift with lies and deceit. Boy, we forget about that sometimes, don't we? You see, we hear about the story of Jesus, and we know God loved the world so much that He gave Jesus Christ. Again, God gives. Oh, we talk about Mary, and we hear a lot about Mary. This is her baby in a manger. All the wise men, all the shepherds, Joseph, camels, stinky animals, all the above. And here's Jesus. But we forget about Satan sometime, and he's okay with that because that's how he operates. But folks, I'm telling you right now, you need to remember, he knew Jesus was his opposition. He knew he was not climbing to the throne of God that he once desired to do. And he knew that he was going to do everything he can to make man fall. So he slithered his way into the garden, and he's been slithering his way into our lives ever since. And so what he's done with today is he's taken Jesus Christ, the awesome power of Jesus Christ, and he's wrapped it up in a bunch of lies and deceit. And people have fallen to it. Attendance is not what it once was in churches of our Lord all over in the United States of America. Why? Because they've fallen to the lies and deceit. People don't study their Bibles. They fall into the lies and deceit. People don't pray like they once did. They fall into the lies and deceit. Hey, I'm okay. Being a part-time Christian's okay, right? Because, you know, I'm going to be here part-time. And listen, I know this has been a feel-good month, but I got to do some toe-stepping, right? You know, we get a handout of attendance. People are taking attendance here. Our elders get a handout of attendance. There are some people on our roll that have missed well over half of the services this year. Okay? So guess what? They've unwrapped Satan's lies. And that's what's been waiting on them. Because we think, hey, I'm okay being a part-time Christian. Go give part-time effort to your full-time job. Give part-time effort to your full-time homework. Give part-time effort to your marriage. Any of those going to do well? No. So how do I think giving part-time effort to my Heavenly Father is going to help me pass that final exam? Man will never know what is truly wrapped up in the gift if Satan has his way. You see, Satan doesn't want people to know the truth. So we must unwrap these lies and teach people the truth about the beautiful gift of our Savior. Who's going to do it? Well, Terry, that's what you're paid to do. Okay, I'll stand up here and do it. But that won't be near as effective as you. And you. And you. And you. And y'all. We need everybody on every pew living for Jesus Christ every single day. That doesn't mean we go out and we condemn people to hell. That's not our job. Again, that's Jesus Christ who's wrapped up in those swaddling cloths. He's the judge. But again, we have His Word. We have the fulfillment of the Old Testament and the fullness of the Godhead. So we got to get rid of the lies. And people's got to understand, listen, hey, I'm all for things don't work like they did in 1950. I get it. But truth is still truth. And the Word is still the Word. And we got to treat it as so. It is sacred. It is precious. And it's still applicable today. I don't care what book we read that tells me this was all the way it was back then. I'm not taking that man's word for it. I'm going to take God's. Because that's what I'm going to be judged on. Okay? Listen. I want to come up here and preach sermons every day, every week that say, hey, I'm filled with the joy and I'm filled with good and I'm filled with love and everything's gravy and I'm going to heaven and you are too and everybody is. But that's just not exactly what the elders charged me to do. So I've got a responsibility. Satan tells me my attendance doesn't matter. That's not true. Satan tells me, hey, Bible class really isn't that important. That's not true. Okay, anytime I can be in the Word, whether it's Bible class or at my house or wherever it may be, I need to be in it. Satan tells me that, hey, you know, if it really doesn't matter, as long as I believe in God, I'm okay. That's not true. And we could go on and on. What was wrapped up in the gift? Again, it's what on the inside that matters. God wrapped up. He wrapped the gift, right? He wrapped up all the Old Testament, all those pages in that swaddling cloth. Mary wrapped up the fulfillment of the Old Testament and the fullness of God right there in that swaddling cloth. But Satan wants to wrap Him up forever. But it's time to take Jesus out. It's time to get the dust off the Bibles. It's time to get the truth open and out for the world to see. May we always unwrap the gift of our Lord. May others see the gift wrapped up inside us. And may that gift be unwrapped for them and for so many others. Today, the devil wants you to believe that no matter how you live, you're okay. But that's not what God wrapped up in that gift. You see, He wouldn't have sent Jesus Christ if that were the case. You see, Jesus Christ came to this earth to be born to be raised, to be a servant, to die on the cross, to be buried in a borrowed tomb, to be resurrected from the grave, so that we can be renewed, so that we can be baptized, so that we can be washed, so that we can live and give Satan the ultimate head crushing. Today, don't give in to the lies. Don't give in to self. Live today, unwrapping the gift as together we stand and sing.